Title: Best Line Theory. Subroute for Pirate Radio Energy and Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Intermediate. Alright, let's build a jungle bassline the old school way. Not a sub note under a break, but an actual system. A stable sub that never lies, a mid layer that carries the bass on small speakers, and movement that comes from timing, note choice, and little slide moments that feel like the bass is talking to the break. We're doing this in Ableton Live 12, intermediate level, and the goal is Pirate Radio Energy. Think heavy on a proper rig, but still audible when it gets played through something crusty. First, set the session up. Put your tempo somewhere between 165 and 170 BPM. I like 168 for this. Load up a breakbeat loop. Amen, think. Whatever you're feeling, warp it, slice it, get it playing tight. Don't worry about perfect mix yet. Just make sure the break has the vibe and the swing you want. Now create a new MIDI track and name it Bass Bus. This is important. We're going to treat the bass like a little internal mix of its own, and then we'll control it as one thing. On Bass Bus, drop an instrument rack. Name the rack Subroute Rack. Inside that rack, create two chains. One chain is SUB. The other chain is MID. This is the whole philosophy of the lesson. Protect the low end. Abuse the mids. Because in jungle, the sub is the authority. It's the part that survives pirate radio compression, car systems, dodgy club amps, and it still tells the listener what note you're on. The mid layer is the carrier signal. That's where you get character, grit, and audibility. Let's build the SUB chain first. On the SUB chain, add operator. Operator is perfect for this, because it's clean and it doesn't get in your way. Set oscillator to a sine wave. Turn voices to 1 so it's mono. Start the level around minus 12 dB. Because headroom is part of the sound in this style. You want it big, but you don't want it slammed. Now turn glide on. This is the classic slide behavior. Set glide time somewhere around 60 to 120 milliseconds. If you go too long, notes smear and the line loses impact. If you go too short, it won't speak as a slide. It'll just sound like a regular change. After operator, add saturator. Keep it light. Drive around 1 to 3 dB and turn soft clip on. The idea is not to distort the sub into a bass guitar. It's to add a little harmonic content so the pitch reads better on smaller speakers and the sub feels present without getting louder. Then add EQ8. And here's a key point. Do not automatically high-pass your sub chain. People do this out of habit and accidentally delete the whole point of the track. High-pass is off. If the bass is boomy, you can do a tiny dip in the 120 to 180 Hz area, 1 or 2 dB. Just to calm the cardboard body zone, but only if you hear an actual problem. After that, add utility, set it to mono, width at 0%. This is non-negotiable for old school sub. Stereo sub equals phase problems and weak mono playback. Set your sub level so it's peaking safely. Don't chase loudness yet. Jungle wants space for the break to punch. Quick note range guidance, because this matters a lot. Classic jungle subs often sit around E1, about 41 Hz, up to A1. About 55 Hz. If you want it to feel a little less modern and a little more system, try hanging around F1 to G1 and focus more on rhythm than on lots of melodic notes. Cool. Sublane done. Now the MID chain. This is where pirate radio happens. On mid, add waveatable or operator. I'll describe waveatable because it's fast for tone. Choose basic shapes and aim for something squarish. You can keep oscillator 2 off at first, or bring it in very quiet and slightly detuned for thickness. If you use unison, keep it subtle. 2 to 4 voices. Too wide gets messy fast, and you'll end up with low mid phase wobble you didn't mean to make. Turn on the filter. MS2 or OSR are good options. Start the cutoff somewhere around 200 to 600 Hz. Add a little drive in the filter if it supports it, because filter drive often sounds more authentic than just smashing distortion everywhere. After that, add pedal. Set it to overdrive. Drive around 15 to 35%. This is your radio bite. The trick is to get attitude without fizzy top end that fights the cymbals in your break. Use the tone control to keep it in the zone. Next, add auto filter. And this is where we enforce separation. High pass the MID somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz. You're making a promise here. The MID is not allowed to compete with the sub. If you let it leak down low, everything gets muddy and somehow the bass feels smaller even when it's louder. Optional but recommended. Add a tiny bit of motion. Put an LFO on that filter. Sync to 1/8 or 1/4 notes. Low amount. You're not making a modern wobble. You're making a little aliveness like the bass is breathing. Then add EQ8 on MID, high pass again if needed, around 150 Hz with a steep slope, 24 dB per octave. Think of this as safety. Now shape presence. If the bass isn't readable on small speakers, a gentle lift somewhere around 700 Hz to 1.5K can help. If it's harsh, tame around 2.5K to 5K. Finish the MID chain with utility. Keep width controlled. 0 to 40% width is plenty. Remember, jungle power is usually centered. Width is seasoning, not the meal. Now we glue this into a fast performance system with macros. Go back to the instrument rack macros and map these controls. Macro 1 is SUB level, map to the SUB chain volume. Macro 2 is MID level, map to the MID chain volume. Macro 3 is MID HP cutoff, map to your auto filter frequency on the MID chain. Macro 4 is MID drive, map to the pedal drive. Macro 5 is glide time, map to operator glide time on the SUB chain. This is your Pirate Radio control panel. You can ride the mid grit, you can open and close the mid's bottom edge, and you can do feature slides without ever touching the sub stability. Now let's write an actual jungle bassline. This is where theory becomes feel. A lot of old school lines do two things at once. They anchor a home note, and they syncopate rhythmically around the break. Here's a practical note set that works immediately. Pick a key, for example F minor. Use mostly the root, the fifth, and the flat 7. In F minor that's F, C, and Ib. If you need a passing note, sprinkle in G or Ab, but sparingly. The vibe is that you're circling a home note, not playing a big chord progression. And here's a coach note that will level up your writing. Pick one home note per phrase. Treat everything else as decoration. In an 8-bar phrase, you can often get away with one primary note plus one or two answer notes. It keeps the low end authoritative while the break is busy. Now create a 2-bar MIDI clip on the bass bus track. Start simple. Long notes on the root so you can feel the weight. Then start gating them. Shorten notes so they tuck around the kick and the snare gaps. This is the main jungle trick. You don't fill every 16th note, you leave holes so the break can breathe. Add offbeat stabs around the end of 2 and the end of 4. And listen to the snare. The snare is your landmark. A lot of the best bass movement either arrives just before the snare, or answers right after the kick. Now add slides. The simplest way, place a note a semitone or whole tone above your target note right before it, so it glides down into place. Keep it tight. Jungle slides feel best when the note arrives with intention, not when it smears across the whole bar. Also, timing is a bigger energy control than distortion. If your bass feels lazy, don't automatically add more drive. Instead, nudge short notes earlier by 5 to 15 milliseconds for urgency. And if something feels too eager, pull a sustained note later by 5 to 10 milliseconds to relax it. Do it by ear against the snare and the ghost notes in the break. If your break has swing, here's a live 12 workflow move. Extract groove from the break into the groove pool, then apply it lightly to your bass clip. 10 to 25% is enough. You're not trying to make the sub wobble around, you're just helping the bass sit inside the same shuffle as the drums. Now, sidechain. We're not doing EDM pumping. We're doing pocket. After the rack on bass bus, add compressor. Turn sidechain on. Choose your drums or break track as the input. Set ratio around 2:1 to 4:1. Attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds so the bass keeps some front edge. Release around 60 to 140 milliseconds and tune it so it breathes with the break. Then pull the threshold down until you're getting 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the main hits. And a reminder, in jungle, a lot of ducking is actually arrangement and note placement. Sidechain is just insurance. Now let's add the Pirate Radio movement with resampling, because that's where you get that authentic broadcast grit without sacrificing your low end. The rule, keep the SUB live and clean. Print the MID. Create an audio track called MID Resample. Route audio into it from the MID chain output. If you need to, you can route the MID chain to a separate track or a return. But the concept is the same. Record only the mid character. Record 4 to 8 bars while you play with the macros. Ride the MID drive, open and close the high pass cutoff, maybe tweak the filter a little. You're basically performing a broadcast layer. Now process that resampled audio. Add redux for bit reduction. Keep it subtle. Try 10 to 14 bits, and downsample around 1.5 to 3. Then add auto filter and do a band pass sweep for transitions. If you want heavier grit, you can use roar on the resampled mid, but do not let that processing touch your sub. A powerful variation. Print 2 mid takes. 1 cleanish, 1 destroyed. then alternate them every 8 bars, or crossfade into the nasty one for the second drop. The listener hears intensity changes, while the sub stays steady and serious. Arrangement time. Here's a classic structure that always works. Intro, 16 bars, break and atmos, no sub, or only a heavily filtered mid. Lift, 8 bars, tease the mid, open the filter, drop, 32 bars, full sub plus mid. Twitch, 16 bars, same notes, new rhythm, breakdown, 8 bars, mute the sub, leave only the resampled mid and effects. Second drop, bring the sub back with a new slide pattern. One pro move, the sub blackout, 1 bar before the drop or switch, mute the sub entirely. Let only the mid resample and the break play. When the sub returns, the room feels bigger even if the meters barely change. Now, quick common mistakes to avoid. Don't let the mid carry sub information. Hype acid at 120 to 200 Hz every time. Don't use stereo sub. Utility, width 0, mono on. Don't overdue glide. Keep it around 60 to 120 milliseconds unless it's a feature moment. Don't oversaturate the sub. Heavy dirt goes on the mid lane. And don't let the bass fight the break. Leave holes. Don't fill every grid division just because you can.